Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The shortstop, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Cleo Carlisle. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Wally Shaner. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Red Rawlings. Batting eighth. The catcher, Grover Hartley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maines. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Johnny Noonan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Marty McManus. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gibson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Sam Gibson. And now, play ball. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock strikes out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up towards short. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rawlings fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heinie Maines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rothrock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a fly ball into center field. Maines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlisle moves to second. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings hits a pop-up towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlisle scores. Shaner moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maines, who is chasing the ball. Russell reaches third base with a triple. Shaner scores. Hartley goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russell scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rothrock. The throw from Woodall and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Noon. The throw from Hartley and he is safe. Noon steals second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer misplays the ball. That's an error on Meyer. Noon scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstad strikes out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-1 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rawlings fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shaner hits a pop-up towards first. Noon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 0-for-1 in the game. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson juggles the ball. That's an error on Gibson. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rawlings. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Rawlings steals second. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hartley hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hiney Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Mainisch reaches second base with a double. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mainisch scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rothrock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer misplays the ball. That's an error on Meyer. Heilman moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heilman tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodall hits a fly ball into left field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Russell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Rothrock reaches second base with a double. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball towards left. Fothergill settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Fothergill. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 2 in the game. Flagstead hits a pop-up towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Reagan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 2 in the game. Warner takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards first. Rothrock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hiney Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Warner moves to second. Hiney Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground into center field. Flagstead picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Flagstead. Warner scores. Mainisch moves to second. It's Red Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Slim Harris now pitching. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Manish scores. It's 5-4, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shaner hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 0-for-2 in the game. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlisle moves to second. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hartley strikes out. Two outs. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Noon strikes out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a pop-up towards first. Rothrock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rothrock strikes out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-3 in the game. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Warner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Warner moves to second. Two outs. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Manish takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fothergill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 3 in the game. Reagan takes first base on ball 4. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Carlisle hits a pop-up towards first. Noone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shaner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reagan moves to third. Shaner moves to second. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rawlings hits a pop-up towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hartley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reagan scores. Shaner scores. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 3 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Art Rubel pinch runs for Harry Heilman. Johnny Noone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Noone bunts towards first. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first, with Reagan covering, for the out. Rubel moves to second. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a pop-up towards first. Rothrock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 3 in the game. Woodall hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Art Rubel now playing right field. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manish. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 4 in the game. Flagstead strikes out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Reagan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manish. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Meyer scores. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reagan scores. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carlisle. The throw from Woodall and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo pinch hits for Sam Gibson. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer misplays the ball. That's an error on Meyer. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Warner. The throw from Hartley and he is safe. Warner steals second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warner moves to third. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards short. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead who is chasing the ball. Fothergill reaches third base with a triple. Warner scores. Gehringer goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Johnny Bassler pinch hits for Art Rubel. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a fly ball into right field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.